This is Ian Newsom Plessett in association with Guildford Dragon News and Ben's Collectors Records. I'm here at Horsey SC where Guildford City women play and they lost 2-0 to league leaders Ash United. I'm here with Emmy Birch, goalkeeper and captain, after an impressive performance from Guildford against a very good opposition, and they only scored their two goals with 20 minutes to go.
Yeah, it was a little bit disappointed, I think, from our perspective, because from the beginning, right from kickoff, I thought we matched their physicality. They were a very physical side. I think sometimes arguably the ref could have potentially calmed it down a little bit, but I think if we're giving it and they're giving it as well, what else can you do? We did really well to go in at half time 0-0. I thought the girls stayed really strong at the back. This week we played four at the back and it did make a considerable difference from an attacking side. But like I say, Ash is top of the table, so there's not a lot else we can do with that. All we can do is go out, play the best football that we can, try and enjoy the game and hold our heads high.
It really showed that the confidence that's flowing through the squad at the moment, how we played in that first half, that we could have gone in maybe even 1-0 up.
I actually think that the pressure is probably on the opposition. You know, they haven't lost a game. They're the lead in the league. They've come out and they've played a team that they potentially think they can absolutely smash, and they didn't at all. You know, first half, like I say, we kept them at 0-0. Second half, okay, both their goals were from set play, from a free kick that was right outside the box, and the other one was a couple of seconds after a corner. So, I mean, both their goals from set play, and I think if it was just ordinary play, you know, we were trying just as well as they were.
It's really good to have at least 11 players here for the game, and that just shows that the squad is getting bigger.
Yeah, I mean, we only had 12 players today, so we had one sub. I do think it makes a difference. We had two injuries in the second half, and unfortunately they had to carry on with those injuries, and I think that's why potentially, you know, they did get the two last goals. I do think, you know, in terms of the attitude in the first half, although we tried to mix their physicality, I do think verbally they were a bit inappropriate, but the ref decided not to do a lot with that, and we've got to respect his decision and play to the whistle. But I think going forward, yeah, it definitely was inappropriate, and some of the stuff that they were saying, and I didn't really expect that from Ash, to be honest, because when we played them at the beginning of the season they were quite respectful. So I don't know whether just them being unbeaten has kind of got to their head a little bit, or whether they just felt really frustrated and pressured because we were doing our job well and keeping them 0-0 at half time.
I know it's a defeat, but the form recently has been so much better for Guildford, and it really kind of showed in that first half. And I know we had to defend a lot in the second half. We kept them out for a lot of that second half as well.
Yeah, I really think so, and I think, you know, I've played football for quite a few years, and I think you need to start at the bottom and you need to work and you need to build a squad. And yes, you're going to have bad days, yes, you're going to have good days, but as long as you build the foundations and you develop your squad, you focus in training, you communicate better, you understand different people's playing techniques and what their skill sets are, I think you can thrive on that. And I think, you know, we're like halfway through the season, well, in the latter part of the season, and I think the girls have done really well and a lot of them have stuck together, and we've gone through some really hard times. And I just think that regardless of the 2-0 scoreline today, they did really well and they did the club proud, really.
Everyone played their part today, but I thought Monica played really well. She just was everywhere and did really well mopping up some of the things at the back as well, but I felt the whole team played really well as well.
Yeah, the thing with Monica is, I think because Ash appeared to be now a physical side, Monica is very physical. You know, she's got a lot of body strength, and I think we used that to our advantage today. So she wasn't putting up with anything. She's also incredibly quick. She's very speedy, and even when the ball goes past her on that left wing, she's still rushing back and trying to help the left back. So yeah, she's an exceptional player. Everyone played well, but you know, Monica, she doesn't give up, and yeah, we're really lucky to have her in the squad, really.
Thanks for your thoughts, and unlucky today.
Cheers, Ian. Thank you.